So we're going to talk a little bit about the various, particularly late line chemo regimens that are available in the HER2 negative as opposed to the HER2 positive situation. Even if the patient has an ER positive tumor, eventually in metastatic disease, as in this lady, the hormones kind of stop working and then you're on chemo. And I'm amazed that after being in the ICU, she wanted to be treated again. And I think there must be people out there somewhere, maybe in other parts of medicine, who look at us in oncology and say, you know, maybe we over-treat, we, quote, push chemo too much. And, you know, eribulin is just one of a number of drugs you could have given that might have had some anti-tumor benefit in this situation. But can you look at specific symptoms that she had of the tumor that actually got better, that made her feel better?
Yeah, so she had a lot of edema associated with her skin metastases. So rather than having lower extremity edema from the waist down, she had a ton of edema from the waist up. So her whole chest was edematous, her arms were edematous, her neck was edematous. She was short of breath, so she was very, very uncomfortable. And with the eribulin therapy, I think she lost like 20 pounds of fluid very quickly. She had a dramatic response in terms of mostly this edema. The skin metastases may be quieted down in terms of the erythema. It didn't go away by any means, but she clearly felt better for maybe a 6-week period of time, and then very quickly she progressed, which, as I was looking back and preparing for this program, was actually what she had done with paclitaxel. She had only had a very short, if any, response to paclitaxel, which makes me sort of realize that maybe that's why she only had a short duration of response to the eribulin therapy.
We're going to talk about some of the chemo options in advanced disease, but could you identify any side effects or complications that occurred from the eribulin?
Yeah, so I was scared to death of giving the eribulin because probably the biggest side effect is neutropenia, and she had gotten terribly neutropenic with oral CMF, which I wasn't expecting at all. So that was our very big conversation before we started of you could end up in the ICU again, you could end up with terrible neutropenia. We opted to give her Neupogen in between day 1 and day 8, and then again after day 8 to, I think, please ourselves more than anything. But she actually had minimal, if any, side effects from the eribulin, so she did terrific for that short period of time.